Well, good evening, David.
Good evening.
It's nice to have you here. Tonight
Thank
we
you.
Have David Harlan Wilson, who is a Michigan native and is back from travels other places for education. He got his master's in English from the University of Massachusetts in Boston and a master's in science fiction studies from the University of Liverpool and has worked at a variety of things, security guard, garbage man, and a flaneur, which is...
Yeah.
Besides being French that I don't know.
Yeah, flaneur is, that's kind of a joke. Flaneur, in the 19th century, they were these European men of intrigue that didn't have, they posed as aristocrats and just kind of walked around cities showing off and dressing up in, you know, nice clothes. That's a joke.
Okay. I was like,
yeah, and
what
even
is this?
The garbage man, too, I think I mentioned. Yeah, that's... It's kind of a joke, too.
So did you really work as a casino dealer?
I did do that, yeah.
You did do that.
I modeled for a while, and the gigs that I did for that ranged widely. And, you know, sometimes it was, we would do commercials, sometimes we would do photo shoots. Sometimes I was in a casino dealing cards. So, yeah, it was just for extra cash on the side.
So how did you end up going from Grand Rapids to Boston and then on to Liverpool for education? That seems like a quite a trip.
When I graduated in 93 from Wittenberg University, and I had a degree in English. And after that, I'd always kind of planned. My father has a an international business. They sell commercial and household appliances. It's called Harmony International Corporation. And I worked for him for 2 years. And I used to work for him in the summer, and basically I was selling computers and you know, refrigerators and freezers. And after college, the most part of which I spent in a fraternity being a frat boy and doing frat boy things, I decided I was more kind of artsy fartsy, and I want to go back to grad school and do the English thing. So I applied to a bunch of places, and it was difficult to get in because my grades weren't horrible, but they weren't great. And I don't test well on GREs, so in any case, I managed to get into UMass in Boston, and I went there and I did a master's in just, you know, traditional English. And I met a guy there who is the head of the department now, and he was when I was there too, and he was a science fiction scholar. And he turned me on to this program in Liverpool, which was just a one-year program, and it was a we weren't taught to write science fiction creatively, it was the critical study of science fiction. And at that point, because of my sort of slack undergraduate experience, I didn't think, I've always wanted to go on to the PhD. I didn't think I was ready for that yet. I need another year of study. And also it was a chance to study abroad, and I liked science fiction. So I went there, and it was wonderful. And then I came back to the States and got into MSU, and I ended up there. And now I've been here since 99, and I'm writing my dissertation now.
And what would you consider, what is postmodern science fiction?
Ugh. that's a very broad question. I couldn't even begin to discuss, at least in the time frame that we have, what if we break down postmodernism and science fiction. When I say that, because that's what I'm writing my dissertation on, postmodern science fiction, we could just say that, you know, we're living in the postmodern era right now. Some people believe, in any case, as distinguished from the modern era of the early 20th century and late 19th century. And when I say that, I'm studying that sort of science fiction literature. I'm just talking about contemporary science fiction literature, basically, but also literature that does experiment in various ways with narrative, among many other things. But, you know, postmodern means a lot of different things to a lot of people. So it's tough to discuss
in 50 words or less, right?
Right.
I have discovered that writing abstracts of 50 words or less is much more difficult than abstracts for dissertations.
Yeah.
So the other question I have also is, what is irreal fiction?
Yeah,
I've had more people say, huh?
That's actually something that's... Well, people are calling some of the fiction they write irreal more often nowadays. There's an online magazine called the Cafe Irreal, which is actually a great It's a great magazine. It mainly puts out fiction, but there's also theory written there that they publish, and a lot of the theory is about irrealism and what it entails. And basically what it entails is the narratives I write are, it's a kind of intermingling of a dream world and reality. In the universes that my stories operate in, the cause and effect schema is not that which exists in the real world. People don't react to the sort of wacky things that they that are thrown in their face like they might, like you and I might react to them. It's more complex than that, but basically it's they're dream narratives, and those narratives operate as, you know, a dream would.
Yeah, I read several of your short stories, including Circus and Feet.
Circus, in fact, it was published at the Café Ariel. And Feet, a little bit more grotesque.
Well, it reminded me one that I think may have been Bradbury, where this guy finally decided he just didn't like his skeleton and somebody took it for him, and
really?
He ended up as this little puddle. And I don't even remember the name of the story or specifically who wrote it, although I think it's a Bradbury.
Right.
And it still sticks with me, even though I can't remember the name of it.
I like that.
This little guy in a heap because he had no skeleton left.
Yeah, the kind of forerunner for a real literature is Kafka. I mean, my first book was called The Kafka Effect, and I sort of patterned my stories after some of his. And Feet, actually, which is, that's in The Kafka Effect, I think.
I read them off the line, off the net.
Yeah, right. And that was actually published in an online magazine, too. That was loosely based on, or at least appropriated from, Kafka's story Hands, which sort of involves the same thing. This in Feet, this guy's feet kind of attack him, and they have an altercation. And in Kafka's Hands, his hands have an altercation. And that's where I got the idea. And I've gotten a lot of ideas from a lot of Kafka's shorter pieces. Yeah, that he really got me interested in writing short fiction. Because I started out writing novels, very bad novels. I wrote about three. I didn't even start with a short form. I did used to write a lot of poetry, but then figured I'd start writing novels, and I just couldn't. I like the short form much better. I think I will go back to it in the future, but for right now, I'm really happy with writing shorter fiction.
It seems to me that's harder to write than longer fiction.
It can be. You certainly, I think, have to be more attentive to them. I mean, I revise rapidly, and I like, I really enjoy structuring shorter pieces as one might structure, you know, a poem where every word kind of counts. And you don't have to worry so much about that, generally speaking, with novels. But for me, anyway, it's tough for me. If I don't write every day when I'm writing a novel, I lose track of things. And the further you get into a novel, and if you take a week or two off or something, then you have to go back and sort of refamiliarize with yourself with everything. And it's much more of a chore for me. And I don't enjoy it as much as I enjoy writing the shorter pieces. Yeah.
So it's sort of like picking up a book you're reading after 2 months' leave and going,
right,
what's
exactly
going on?
Exactly, yeah.
So besides working on your dissertation and writing science fiction and other types of stories, what do you do for hobbies?
Hobbies. I work a lot. I used to travel more. I don't travel much anymore. Right now, I really am interested in finishing the dissertation as quickly as I can. I've been a graduate student for far too long, and I'm actually applying for jobs next fall for full-time jobs in creative writing. So it's always been that the creative writing I've done has been on the side, because my dissertation is on, you know, the critical study of literature, but that may in fact become what I do on the side if I end up getting a job teaching creative writing. But who knows? I like to work out. I like to drink a martini at night. I like watching Seinfeld.
That's one show.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I have never seen
it. Really?
I have never watched Seinfeld.
Well, it's on four times a day.
But I still have managed not to see it. Well, we're very much looking forward to your readings tonight.
Great, I appreciate it.
I hope the audience enjoys it as much as I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.